We're learning Mishnah Berurah Siman Tav Chaf Tes. This is the first Siman of Hilchos Pesach. Today is Yud Dalud Cheshvan, Tav Shinayin Gimel, October 30th, 2012. She'ein Neuflin Al Pneihem B'chol Chodesh Nisan. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shoylin B'Hilchos Pesach Koydin L'Pesach Shloshim Yoyim. What does that mean, Shoyalin Behilchas Pesach, Koydin LePesach Shloshim Yoyim? That we, it's actually Machloikis what this means, but we ask the question, Shoyalin Behilchas Pesach, we start learning the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Before we even see further, there's a Bir Halacha, very long one, which we're not going to be seeing inside. It's all the way to the left over there. And there's a discussion of Machloikis with Shoyalin, what does it mean to be Shoyalin Behilchas Pesach? So we discussed just now that it can mean, which we're saying it means, to learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Some other Rishonim wanted to suggest that it means that, let's say you have two Talmidim come to the Rav, come to the Rebbe, and they ask him a question, Halacha. So the question that is discussing Hilchos Pesach, that's the one that the Rav will ask, answer first. That's the Rav will deal with that one first. Now, in the Bir Halacha, if you turn to the next page, and he says that one liner, V'al Kalpanim, Beveis HaMedrash B'Chaburois, in the base Medrash, which we are in right now, and we have a Chabura, so we're two for two. V'Vadai Yesh Chiv Lilmoid Shloishim Yoyim Koidim. V'Vadai, he says, the Bir Halacha, that there is a chiyuv. Yesh chiyuv lilmoid shloishim yom koidim. There's a chiyuv to learn in the Beis Medrash and the Chabura 30 days before Pesach, the halacha of Pesach. So here we're zrizim magdim and mitzvahs. We just said it's cheshvan. We're even doing it more than 30 days before. So that's a little of the discussion that takes place in the Bir Halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph, Shoylim behilchos Pesach. Shaharei, why are we shoylem mechas Pesach? Why is this? Shaharei, Moshe oimid bePesach Rishon, u'masir na'kol hechas Pesach Shein. By Pesach Rishon, Moshe Rabbeinu was masir, was teaching the halachas for Pesach Shein. But who adin v'shayam toiv, the same halacha applies, but other days of Yontif, nami darishin koydim lachein shloshim yoyim b'chosayim. We also learn out the halachas 30 days beforehand. Now that's going to be a topic of discussion right now, whether this applies 30 days before other Yom Tov, and does that apply as well like it does by Pesach? The Vilna Gaon's opinion is that by Shavuos, it's enough to start on Aleph Sivan as opposed to 30 days before Shavuos. V'yesh Oimrim, there are those who say the hachiyuv shloishim yoyim who rak bePesach, that the obligation to learn 30 days before the yontif is only by the yontif of Pesach. Why only by the yontif of Pesach? Mishum diyesh by the halachos rabbis. They have a lot of halachos that apply to Pesach which you do not have by other yom tovim. Kegoin, for example, tchinas chitim, the grinding of the chita, the wheat for the matzahs, vafias the matzahs, baking of the matzahs, vaagolas kelim, and kashering, purging the kelim, ubir chametz, and destroying the chametz. She'elu, these type of different necessities which have to be done for Pesach, im ein oisin oison ki hilchoseihen koidem Pesach, les lu takano Pesach. If one does not do these properly, make the matzahs properly, and so on and so forth, before Pesach, you cannot fix it on Pesach. Ma she'en kein, however, v'shay yom tov, dai ve'ezi yom koidem, and the other yom tovim, you don't need 30 days beforehand. It's enough to have just a few days beforehand. So that's the other opinion that only applies to Pesach to learn 30 days, the halachas of Pesach 30 days before, not to all Yom Tovim. Now, Baal Kolpanim, B'yantav Gufa, on Yantav itself, L'kul Yamat Tzarech Lishol of Lidroish, B'cho Yantav Kibil Choy Seho. On Yantav itself, there's a halacha here we're saying that we should be learning the halachas that apply to that yontif. If it's Pesach, we should be learning Hilchos Pesach. Sukkos, learning Hilchos Sukkos on the yontif itself. The Sfas Semes tells us that just like by Yontif we just mentioned, we should be learning Hilchos Pesach on Pesach, Shabbos and Shabbos, Pesach Sukkos and Sukkos. So too, on Shabbos we should be learning Hilchos Shabbos as well. Where does he learn this from? Because the pasuk says Vaidar Moishes Moedei Hashem Bnei Yisrael, and he says that the Shabbos is also included in Moedei Hashem. And this is all learned out from Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, which you'll be continuing learning after this year. He says further, "Ukadis v'soif Megillah." We're back now in the Mishnah Berurah. Moshe tikein lehem liyisrael shiyu shoylin v'darshin b'inyonu shel yoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking that we should be learning the halachas of that yontif on that time. Hilchos Pesach v'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres v'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag v'Chag. Each yontif, the halachas on that time. Shloishim yoyim, 30 days before. Maschilim, when do we start? When is 30 days before Pesach? V'yom HaPurim Atzmoi, from Purim itself. V'achshiv noyegin lidroish b'Shabbos HaGadol. Nowadays, there's the minig to darshan out on Shabbos HaGadol, kishen Erev Pesach Chal Boy, when the Erev Pesach is not in that Shabbos right next to it. Da'oz tzorich l'hakdim b'Shabbos HaKadol. Then you have to go to the previous week of b'Shabbos Shuvah. Also, the minig is that the Rav darshans as well, gives a shir on Shabbos Shuvah as well. Now, what's the main point of the drasha that the Rav is the shir that Rav is supposed to give? The main point is to show the congregation, the nation, the ways of Hashem. What does that mean? Practically speaking, what do I do, Rabbi? The laws of Hagala will be your chametz and destroying the chametz, afiyas hamatz and making the matzah shar hichos pesach, and the rest of the halachas of pesach. Chaim b'Shabbos Shuva also lidroish lefneim hilchos yom kippur mechagos sukkos. Besides, says the Mishnah Berurah that the Rav and Shabbos Shuvah should be discussing in Yonei Tshuva, he should also be discussing Hilchos Yom Kippurim and Hilchos Chag Sukkos, the Hilchos Sukkos. Aval, im yad rosh rak pilpul or drush balma, if the halacha is just in the lomdis and the drushes alone, ein yaitzin bazei yidei chayvas, and they do not fulfill their chiyuv. We call makayim mitzvah cholechod lasoik behilchos pesach shloshim yom kodem. Now, mechem v'chag atzmai. Now, whether or not there's an obligation for a congregation, a kilo, we discussed that a little in the Be'er Halacha. But here we're saying that there's a mitzvah lecholechod lasoik behilchos pesach shloshim yom kodem, and so too on the yontif itself, that a person should be learning the halachas on and before. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav tells us that how come you don't find this to be the custom that the Darshan Barabim, that the drushes, you know, you don't see signs going out or emails going out 30 days before Pesach. Okay, it's 30 days before Pesach, come to the shir, Hilchos Pesach. Why don't you see that? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, before the emails came along, right? Balatanya, he already says that it's interesting. In his times, he was saying already that they had, talking about a couple hundred years ago, that they already had a halacha svarim, miyuchud for specific topics. So he said people were learning those topics already, so therefore they didn't need to be having the drashas berabim. The Shlok Kodesh, just to add one more point, the Shlok Kodesh says, besides for learning the halachas, one should also be learning the Gemara. If he has time, he's able to. The Gemara as well says the Shlok Kodesh. That's appropriate. I'm just going to mention it.
Which Gemara?
Well, let's say it's Hilchos Pesach. Let's say it's Pesach time. So learn Gemara Pesach. Maseches Pesachim. If it's Sukkot time. Now listen, you're not expected to learn the whole Masechta on a few days of Yontif. But I know some people, what they do is they start from the beginning. And let's say 1 year they finished 3-4 blot. The next year they pick up, you know, from Daf Dalet. The year after, before you know it, after a course of 10 years, they make a siyum on Sukkot, Masech HaSukkot, right? Sukkah, on the Yom Tov HaSukkot. Or Rosh Hashanah, you know, I mean, who's expected to finish the whole Masech HaSyuma on Yom Kippur? Right? But, or maybe if not the Gemara, maybe the Mishnayos. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah, but first let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says Uminag liknois chitim lechalko naaniim litzarech Pesach. There's a minag to acquire chitim lechalko naaniim, to distribute them to the poor people on for Pesach. Then the Ramah continues and says, who is one obligated to give to? So if a person lives in the city for 12 months, he has priority. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Gimel, or Minug. Who Minug Kodum is Mana Gemara? This is already a Minug, ready from the time of the Gemara. It's already brought down in Yushalmi. And those who are in charge of the city can be kaife, force the people of the city to make sure, did you give your maschitim yet? Now, if you take a look in the Sharet Tzia and Sifka and Zion, all the way in the bottom of the page, the Sharet Tzia brings down from the Sefer based David, and he doesn't understand the lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Uminog liknois chitim." It's a minog to acquire the chitim, then to distribute them to the aniyim. He says, "Haloi midina de Gemara, do you show me you? It's a din of the Gemara. Why are you saying it's a minog?" He doesn't understand this lashon of the Ramah of calling it a minog. So the based David has an answer. The Sharet Tzia wants to explain as follows. He says like this, the minadin hayayotze b'mitzah staka. Really, to give moschitim, you can fulfill that obligation for the din is, the obligation, the chiyuv, by giving staka to the aniyim. Im hayunoysen l'aniyim mois, shikhu ba'atz mechitim haykemech l'matzah. That they would require for themselves the chitim, the wheat, and the flour, and make their matzahs. That's why the Ramah says that the minig lechalek chitim shiyeh mikrov hanyasa. That what's, why is it saying it's a minug? Because if you give them the actual chitim, you give them the benefit. It's one step closer. No one's going to take a bite out of the coin. Hope not. So you give them you save them the trip to the supermarket. You actually give them the flour. You give them the grains, whatever it might be. Nowadays we're going to see, we even do it closer. We don't give the person a stalk of wheat, right? We don't do that. What's he going to do with it? So we're going to see in a few minutes what happens. What do we do nowadays, obviously? A little different. Chitim lechalkon. So the Renison Karvelitz tells us that a person who wants to mekayim the mitzvah, we all know Chanukah is coming up. I mean, it's Hashem in a few more weeks before you know it. And we all do mehadrin mina mehadrin. When it comes to Sukkis, we want to buy a pre-Eitz Hodah, we want to get the best of the Dalam Inim. Person says, how do I Mekayim? Okay. So Rav Nissen Karelis is telling us, if a person wants to Mekayim the Hidr of Moos Chitim, so what should he do? He should not just give money for the Matzah, but he should also give Shart Tzarech Yachag, the other necessities and needs for the Yontif. Okay, furthermore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal tells us that a person giving clothing, or let's say even money for clothing, whatever it might be, is also Mekayin, the Moschitim, the halachas of Tzarech Yachag. A person sometimes might forget that there are other needs for the ani besides the matzahs. But what about a pair of shoes maybe, or a suit? So the gedolim are telling us, the paiskim are telling us that this is also a chiyuv, a fulfillment of hiddur of the chiyuv of giving maus chitim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Dalet of Medina Seinu, and now our Medinas, haminig lechalek lahin kemach. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying the minhag is to give out kemach. Because that gives the pleasure of getting the matzah even faster. Nowadays, we don't give out kemach. We give out either the money for the matzah, says Rav Nissen Karelitz, and they buy the matzah themselves according to what they want. Or I know there are some places that give out actual matzah. The shir hanisina hu kafid sarchoi l'chol yimei pesach. How much do you give the ani? You give the ani according to what he needs. Well, pasha dim hu ani gadol. If he's very pressed for money, vein lebemal lefoy sa matzah, he cannot bake the matzah. Tzarech liti loy. Turn the page now. Some additions. Gam dimi hafia. Dehu bichlal dei machsoira sheyechsoloi. You have to give him also the money, the money to cost to bake the matzahs, because this is also included in that you should make sure that you give the ani that which he is lacking. Then the Rama continues in Sifkot Nehei, and he says that a person who lives in the city for Yud Beis Chodesh, you have to make sure you give him the Moz Chitim. If a person sees a person that an ani comes into the city, and he's there for a month, and you ask him, "Oh, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name?" and you find out that his intention is to be there, to dwell there for a year or more, then you don't have to wait. Sifkat Hey, okay? You don't Mishnah Brura. You don't have to wait for him to be there for a year. The fact that his intention is to be there for the year, that it obligates the people of that city to give him. V'din zeh, right in the beginning of Sifkante. V'din zeh, the Yud Beis Chodesh, Shaykh Gam Lo'ani, Sha'oz, Chayavim Litein Loi Kishar Ani Ha'ir. V'im Dait L'Shtakeya La'alter, Chayavim Litein Loi. This applies to a regular Ani as well, that a person is obligated to give him, like the rest of the Anim of the city. If his intention is to be there, then you have to give him immediately. The kosu achroinim b'shem asmak. The inna noigim mechol atzdokos. Nowadays, we're noig with all the tzdokos. Bein inyan bali batim, bein inyan aniim. No matter who we're talking about, b'shloishim yoim. Whether the person just moved in or whether they're aniim in the city, shloishim yoim. Not 12 months. But rather 30 days. Now, what about if a person is not going to be living here, is not settling down here? What's the congregation, what's the community's obligation? Even though you're not obligated to give him the flour, the kemach, for all the days of Pesach at one time, nonetheless, one is chayiv to give him matzah on Pesach the same way. What does it mean, matzah on Pesach? But it means like this. A person who is an ani, forget about the yontif Pesach. There's an obligation for the people in the community to make sure he has food for two meals a day. And then Shabbos is an obligation to make sure this ani has mazon sholosh seudos k'moshikasa b'yerdei simin reish nevav ayin sham. And then Shabbos there's an obligation that the ani has three meals for Shabbos. Litein lazeh sifkat nevav va'afilu tamid chacham hapater mimas. Even the tamid chacham who is exempt from giving taxes, this he's obligated to give mazon chitim. Vaymer pima godim. The shir hanesina tzarech laharich al kol echa lefim amoinoi. How much does a person give? There's no black and white halacha how much one has to give. Each person should give lefim amoinoi according to his abilities. Ve'ela hamishtamtim atzma militein kemach aniim. Those people who avoid from giving mos chitim, yesh oven biodom. It's not veira. The eyes of the aniim are looking forward to this money and to this matzah. And when they are left hungry and lacking, and he, the person who has the ability to give, he closes his eyes. Yalim ayin b'zeh, he closes his eye in this. Yedua ma shomer b'gemara, agemara sanhedrin amen hey, called tainis v'chulei, ayin shom v'perish rashi. Basically, we're not going to go into it now. We're going to stop for the next year. But a person who has the ability to give, and he should be giving, he doesn't give, The Gemara does not speak highly of such an individual. We're going to stop here for today and continue with the next year. Thank you.